There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
When you get some celebs on your side, that's a sign that your team is really taking the leap here. Here was Parker McCollum, country music star from the Houston area, a card-carrying fan of all the Houston teams, if you follow him on social media. He was on the Pat McAfee show last Friday. He was in studio, in the Thunderdome, as they call it. And McAfee, of course, former Colt, hates the fact that the Texans are good, likes the Texans, hates that they're good because it's bad for his Colts. Here was Parker McCollum showing some of his Texans love.
You Houston Texans fans have to be so pumped for this season, more so than ever, maybe, in the entire history
certainly
of the franchise?
Certainly more so than ever. Yeah, with by a mile, 100%. I mean, you think about, I think we won two games. I think we maybe won three or four games. They threw the, you know, Davis Mills threw the Hail Mary year before last game of the season. Yeah. We would have gotten first overall pick if he dropped the ball. Mm-hmm. Yeah, against the Colts. We win that game for no reason at all. Everybody's freaking out because we don't get the number one pick. Right. Again, it's a God thing. That just, thank you for that touchdown. That was completely meaningless and turned out to be very meaningful. And then we get D'Amico and CJ at the same time. Now we've got Joe Mixon and Dalton Schultz and Tank Dell. And dude, if they stay healthy, I mean,
But did you see what Anthony Richardson just did?
Yeah. Mm.
Do we have to show the video?
Do you think he'll be windmilling on the football field?
Yeah. This is actually what his spike is after he scores touchdowns on every. So good.
Yeah. I'm glad CJ and Stephon Diggs are on the field throwing balls and Anthony.
CJ shows where
the culture is.
CJ Stroud was sumo wrestling in Japan.
We got our priorities right.
Okay, so I should have set that up better. The last 20 seconds there where there were some pauses and McAfee sounding, sounding very satisfied there. They were showing a video, actually pretty impressive video, I'm not going to lie, of Anthony Richardson doing some windmill dunks, probably in that court that they have there at the McAfee Studios, and they were, they were drooling over that.
They shouldn't have been drooling over that, because one of the big issues with Anthony Richardson in the past is that he's a parkour enthusiast who loves doing backflips and parties and what have you, to the point sometimes of injuring himself. And he, I wouldn't want him anywhere near a basketball court. So, but I'm glad that he's doing. If I were a Colts fan, I mean, basically, if I were an inbred dullard, is what I'm saying.
Right,
but I'm not an inbred dullard.
No,
just a run of the mill dullard.
Right.
And I'm glad he's doing it.
Yeah.
As a Texans fan,
I thought McCollum.
Parker McCollum has been a Texans fan publicly before.
Has he?
So I've seen stuff. So it's not like he's just jumping on a bandwagon right now or anything. And I think through that, I can remember seeing some clips of him talking about the Texans. In those dark days. So I will give him credit for just being a steadfast Texans fan and genuinely excited about them, I think, not trying to just get social media clicks or anything.
Yeah, he did I thought he did a good job with McAfee there. I thought he did a nice job of saying that the Texans culture is in place because their quarterback's not doing windmill dunks. He's out there throwing with his teammates.
Right. He's out there working on his craft.
Good retort.
Not his basketball game.
By McAfee that CJ, what about the sumo wrestling with Micah over in Japan?
and playing in celebrity all-star basketball games and what have you. But that's neither here nor there.
Right,
neither here nor there.
And Parker did a great job of ignoring McAfee when he said those things. Good job, Parker.
Okay, now wait a minute, though. It does occur to me that at some point, if the Texans can deliver on the promise that they have right now, they will have some bandwagon celebrity fans. Because right now, do they really, other than like the local Houston rap community, and I don't know if I include 50 Cent in that right now or not, and or whether he's like actually a hardcore Texans fan or not, but the number of actual celebrity Texans fans, I'm at a loss. This is a good one for the text line. 713-572-4610. I mean, Parker McCollum mentioned right there that God seems to be a fan of the
Texans. That's a pretty big celebrity.
Yeah. That's a big celebrity.
Yeah. Knows him.
George and Barbara Bush for a long time were our most famous celebrity fans, but that doesn't quite apply anymore.
Yep.
That's J.J. Watt doesn't count. So who are the most
famous
Texans
fans? Can we count
him?
Like, if we're so deficient in celebrity fans, like...
He does appear on the McAfee show regularly.
Does. Yeah, he does. I 13 of the Houston Texans' most famous fans, okay? I found this article. This is from...
I'm gonna give a ding for the ones that actually ding it for me.
Okay. Dennis Quaid.
The
actor, a Houston native, has reportedly been spotted at Texans games over the years. That's the explanation.
Wow. I didn't realize he was that big a fan.
He went to the games, dude. In 2021,
he was spotted.
That was kind of the measurement. It, 3 years ago, that was the measurement for actually being a Texans fan. Is like, did you go to the game? Yeah.
Was he a fan, or was he just like doing research for a movie about desolate?
It's a great question.
Yeah.
Click2Houston.com is where I found this. Joel Osteen.
Is he an adamant Texans fan?
This is what it says. Osteen, the mega church pastor, confirmed in 2015. I'm a big Texans fan, mainly. But I love playing football or watching football and playing sports, end quote.
I'll give it a ding on that. He's bona fide nationally known.
Need what we can get.
There you go.
George Foreman.
Okay.
George Foreman. There have been some questions about who...
These are not A-listers so far, Sean. Dennis Quaid would be an A-lister for our age group. But I'm not 100% convinced that he's like an actual... passionate Texans.
I gotta see the date on this article just to see like where when this was. I can't find the date on this thing. Here's what they say about Foreman. There have been some questions about whether the former heavyweight champ really favors the Cowboys or the Texans.
Oh.
But nothing says diehard like not knowing who they're rooting for.
I retract the ding.
Yeah, yeah. Foreman's been photographed in a Houston jersey, and he held up a Go Texans towel before the coin toss of
All
a
right.
wild
yeah,
card
like
game.
He was photographed when they give him the jersey as part of that appearance.
The home field advantage captain. That doesn't make him a diehard fan.
No.
Simone Biles.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yes.
No, well, wait a minute, though.
I think she's still a fan of the Texans, right?
She's got to be.
She's
from
here.
She's a Houston native. And okay, that's an A-lister.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I mean, she's also a fan of where her husband plays, but more like after his career is over, she'll be a Texans fan. Okay.
Okay.
I've got a picture of her up in my office. You and me and Simone.
I know, me too. I have that one up. I like that's one of my favorites. Okay.
My wife's volleyball team came over and saw that, and they were I could not have been a bigger deal in their minds than the fact that I had a picture with Simone Biles. Yeah.
Let's see. Jose Altuve.
I can't. I just did.
They're picking all these people who were named the home. They cite in here that Jose Altuve was the home field advantage captain at a game.
When was that again?
Hey, Jose, I heard you're a big Texans fan.
When was that again?
And then they list Paul Wall and Bun B. We already knew them. I'm sailing past them, not because we need to we know they're big Texan fans.
We already cited the Houston rap community.
Yeah.
Been very a lot of those guys were, you know, vocally Texans fans before they got religion.
Yep. Let's see.
That's it.
Yeah. That's it.
What the hell?
Oh, no, wait. Rico Rodriguez is on here. He's in Modern Family. And he's on both this list on Click 2 and a texter sent it in.
Okay.
And he's been the home field advantage captain at a game in 2016. We need celebrity fans who haven't been coerced into being a fan by being the home field advantage captain.
Like Reed Shepard at his press conference said, well, I'm an Astros fan now.
Yeah.
Like, hey, come on, Reed. Are cocaine no good for you?
Did you?
What the hell? We give what you want, baby.
Did you see some of that footage of Reed Shepard mic'd up at the draft is hysterical. He's super nerdy. I love him. He's really nerdy. Someone said Stephen A. Smith seems to be a big Texans fan. Yes, based on the audio that we played in the previous segment, huge Texans fan.
You know what the most famous one might be, and I don't know if he's genuinely a Texans fan or not, but I think like if he had to choose an NFL team, Jim Parsons. From Big Bang Theory.
Let me see.
He's from Beaumont, right?
Paging down. Jim Parsons is on the Click 2.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Houston list. He's at the bottom.
There you go.
When we got to Altuve,
that would be the biggest celebrity so far in terms of like national recognition outside of sports and what have you.
Yeah.
Well, Dennis Quaid. Who do you think's got more name recognition? Jim Parsons, who's been more famous recently.
Yeah.
But Dennis Quaid is like an A-list or was an A-list movie guy.
Yeah. Forever. What's the age of the person I'm asking this question to?
Yeah. Guys our age and up are going to know Dennis Quaid more so than Jim Parsons.
Here's what it says about Parsons. Because I stopped looking as soon as Altuve came up as a name. I'm like, all right, well, this name.
Yeah.
It's Altuve and Paul Wall. Parsons definitely doesn't shy away from the topic of his hometown. Whenever Houston comes up, the actor seems more than happy to give his city some love. Although Parsons hasn't been a Texans fan for his entire life, he told Sports Illustrated he's certainly come around in recent years.
Oh, in recent years. I wonder when he gave that quote.
There's a lot of 2016 stuff in this article.
Well, like Jim Parsons is 51 years old. So, yeah, he has not been a Texans fan. He's not been a fan of a team that didn't exist for the first 30 years of his life.
Discovered football at age 35 and said, this sport excites me. Who should I be a fan of?
I don't think Jim Parsons was probably all that into like fantasy football and everything. He was more so a theater kid.
Sketch.
There we go.
Sketch.
Amongst the youth, amongst people 25 and under, the Sketch is pretty well known.
Oh, yeah. Sketch is really well known. Yeah, okay. Dude. I've told you that. My sons are like, Pop, you got to get Sketch on the show, man. You got to get Sketch on the show.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Van Gundy, Jeff Van Gundy, big Texans fan.
Oh, okay. You know what? I'll ding that because he's a genuine.
Huge.
Talked about
Texans.
Him on NBA broadcast.
Dude, huge Texans.
Holds him into his takes and everything. Yeah.
And
that's a A-list in the sports world.
Yep. Legit celeb. People know him. Beyonce question mark. Yeah, I don't know if Beyonce is a Texans fan or not.
Beyonce is in that category, right? Of she's been gifted a courtside seat, she's going to be wearing that.
Right.
I don't know, like she wouldn't, if she got courtside seats, if she got front row seats or a luxury box seats to a Jets game, she'd probably, and they gave her a Jets hat to wear, she would wear it. If you're a celebrity that doesn't refuse to wear the team's hat, then I can't include you in it.
Someone said Matthew McConaughey. Matthew McConaughey is a UT fan. I don't know him to be a Houston Texans fan. As far as I know.
No, he just does. I mean, he's a fan of accepting checks to do commercials for Houston-based companies.
Right.
But I don't know if he's actually a Texans fan. I'm not saying that in a bad way. He's more of a college sports guy than an NFL guy, as far as I can tell.
Travis Scott, Booker T. Booker T is a good one.
Booker T, we'll put that.
Yeah.
A-list wrestling celebrity.
Absolutely. Yeah. Big following, Booker T. Text message, Cedric Howard, the biggest Texans fan. That's me. You're not a sir, Cedric. You seem like a nice
Cedric,
guy.
Cedric, you don't quite make our list of celebrities.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Get out.
Okay, we got to work on that, Sean.
Right.
Get together with all of your A-list Hollywood celebrity types.
I'm on it.
And get us on that list.
Hey, what's the dumbest thing about college football and the realignment this year? That's uh, The Athletic had to put together a realignment tracker because there's so many teams that are changing conferences this year.
I think for me, by far, is just all of the West Coast teams in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make any sense at all. No. The SEC, some of the SEC acquisitions don't make sense somewhat, but like none of them will ever trump Vanderbilt being in the SEC. Like that's still the all-timer. Like what? Still?
Yeah.
Really? What? And I know there's years where they're good. They just don't fit in the SEC. But no, these teams that used to only meet up in the Rose Bowl once upon a time, these Pac-12 teams being in the Big Ten now, I cannot wrap my old man brain around it. It doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird. So the SEC has some things that don't make sense geographically. You know, it's called the Southeast Conference. Texas is not in the Southeast. Missouri's not in the Southeast. But at least it's still in the same clump, in that same general geographic area.
Yes.
The Big Ten doesn't have any geography in the title, but they start, you know, you associate them with like the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
And when they added Rutgers, that was weird.
Yeah.
Maryland, that was weird. But now that you've added the team that used to be like your, if you win that conference, you're going to play somebody from, you're going to play USC in the Rose Bowl or whomever else. That's strange to me. It's really, really weird.
Yeah. The thing I'm okay with the SEC not necessarily being the Southeast is at least when they've expanded, they've done it in a way that would happen in traditional wars 400 years ago, which is they marched to the contiguous areas and took them over. Anytime they grabbed a state, it was always something that was at least touching a state that was already in the SEC. Even Missouri butts up against Arkansas for a tiny little morsel of it there. So So at least you had that with the Big Ten and going and getting those California and West Coast teams. You know, it felt like they just got in their fighter jets and just decided to start dropping bombs on the West Coast for no reason, you know?
The ACC is the one that's just the most fun to look at because I'm always like, oh, them. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're still doing their thing, huh?
Okay.
Okay.
I can deal with the number in the title of the conference not matching the number of teams. We've been doing this a long time. The Big Ten has not been 10 teams since, like, 1990 when Penn State got there. Or 92 or whatever it was. So I can deal with the Big Ten having 18 teams. I can deal with the Big 12 having 16 teams. I've lived in this world for a long time. I can't deal with SMU, Cal, and Stanford being a conference that has the word Atlantic in it. Atlantic Coast. Cal and Stanford are literally on the Pacific Coast.
If you told me 10 years ago, what's more likely, that the ACC doesn't exist anymore or that there's 17 teams in the ACC? I would have bet my 401k on the ACC not existing anymore.
Of course.
Anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. Of course. All right, Payne and
Stanford being in the ACC.
ACC. Yeah. Stanford, Cal.
They should get all the nerd schools together and form a conference like they did with the Ivy League back in the day. Back in the day, the teams that formed the Ivy League, a lot of them were nationally relevant at the time.
Yeah.
That conference ended up withering away in terms of national relevance, obviously.
Yeah.
But like, if they did a super nerd conference of like Stanford and Vanderbilt, Notre Dame,
Northwestern,
some of those, that could be kind of interesting.
Northwestern, Duke would all be in there probably. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, Payne and Pendergast.
Anything that has a tech in its name, I suppose.
Yeah, that's right. Georgia Tech, Virginia Tech. Payne and Pendergast with you. We're getting some interesting texts on our topic here. Celebrity fans for the Texans. Some good ones, actually.
The Big 12 is the one that doesn't rub me the wrong way as much.
Yeah.
And I don't. I guess because they've still kept kind of a core of... I guess because, you know why? It's because of our central location. It doesn't feel as weird when you're pulling people from all parts of the country.
Yes.
Even though some of them are very far flung, it still feels a little bit more like, okay, this is the Big 12 has been an evolving conference since the inception.
The Big 12 was born from marrying the Big 8 and the Southwest Conference back in the day. You know, we're used to that with the Big 12.
Yeah.
All right. Big one tonight for the Astros. This is a big one considering where they are pitching wise right now. We will get to the Astros, get you set up for that and a whole lot more. We'll talk to the guys on In the Loop. It's coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Everybody knows it. Toyota trucks are the stuff of legends. Rugged, durable, everlasting. Toyota makes trucks that just don't quit. And now, Toyota is driving that legacy toward the future with two of their most powerful trucks ever, the new Tundra and the all-new Tacoma. In a half-ton Tundra, you can rule the roads. From the comfort of a spacious cabin with connected tech and plenty of hauling power, the Tundra is ready to work hard and play even harder. Or check out the all-new 24 Tacoma, redesigned and electrified to maximize your adventure. With a bevy of available off-road driving and power transfer modes, you will effortlessly crush the conditions. And with the Tacoma's reimagined interior, you'll do it in style. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has more vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day. So don't wait. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.